I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Some trade stuff happening in two different leagues overnight. Jerry will give you that and some of the All-Star game details. It was very entertaining and a ton of home runs, which we're used to seeing in baseball these days. A ton of home runs all the time. Good morning, Jerry. What's going on,
man? Good morning. We are brought to you by the Mahwa Auto Group, consisting of Mahwa Cadillac, Mahwa Buick GMC, Englewood Buick, and Englewood Chevrolet. Exactly. We'll start with the All-Star game, and then we'll get to the trade stuff, because you got a lot going on here. American League, National League, it goes to 10 innings because you get a late home run.
A waiver pickup, and a guy who signed for another year, and a guy who, if the Reds were to fall further back over the next couple of weeks... Here's one into right. Back at the wall. This thing is tied.
That is Joe Buck on Fox. Scooter Jeanette ties the game in the ninth inning. And then you would go to the 10th. You got these extra innings in baseball games. You're worried, oh, my God, we're going to have a tie. Well, we would not, because the Astros, as they do so many times, they hit big home runs. They get big hits. So you had Alex Bregman and George Springer leading off the 10th inning, and it would be Bregman very quickly.
Here's Bregman.
Again, Joe Buck on Fox, and then Springer would homer, make it 7-5. They tack on another. Joey Votto would homer in the bottom half, but 8-6, your final. American League wins it in 10 innings. Along the way, you also had a couple of local players, Aaron Judge, Jacob DeGrom, Luis Severino taking part. In terms of Judge, he got this thing off on the right foot.
It might be as important as he rips one into left. Back at the wall, Aaron Judge.
So more of a home run derby than the home run derby.
Yeah.
The night before, 10 home runs hit in this game. Here was Judge getting it done against Max Scherzer.
The first one I fouled off, I was like, there was no chance, the way Scherzer was showing it, but I was able to barrel up that second one. It was a pretty cool moment.
Second time through the All-Star game for Judge. Says it's been a blast the last couple of days.
Overall, just being here the past couple of days and getting a chance to be around these superstars was amazing.
In terms of Bregman, he wins the MVP. A little side story for him. It means a lot.
My grandfather was the general counsel for the Washington Senators. And my dad grew up on Ted Williams' lap. So seeing Ted Williams' most valuable player on this trophy is pretty special.
And now he gets the trophy, so that's kind of neat. A couple of other things from this game. You guys mentioned the Josh Hader thing, so you would think the home run he gave up to Gene Segura would have been his bad part, but as you guys talked about, he had to apologize afterwards for these racist tweets that he posted 7 years ago when he was 17 years old. He did get in front of the media after the game, as the stories say he was taken by MLB and said, go talk. Here he was discussing it.
Something that happened, I was 17 years old, and as a child, I was immature, and I obviously said something inexcusable.
I know it's hard to hear. He called it inexcusable. He also said he was a child. Which,
yeah,
you're
I
not
know.
At 17, but no. You're also not a full adult either, I suppose. You do some dumb things.
I don't know. I go back and forth on this, because I don't want to sit here and say that he's the same guy he was, because he's not. You're not 17 to 24. You're not the same guy.
But you're also not a child.
Right.
Right.
I mean,
agree.
And it's I just remember... At 17, I feel like I had a pretty good sense to not publicly put out racial slurs somewhere, you know?
And it's not just racial slurs. There's some sexual
anti-gay
things.
Stuff there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of everything. I mean, you know, the whole thing is, let's face it, the whole thing is moronic. You
it
know
really
what
is.
I mean,
the guy, he came off like an idiot, too, last night. And he really did. I mean, the whole, and someone asked him, what have your beliefs changed since then?
Well, of course.
And he goes, no. And then the guy goes, they haven't changed? He goes, no, I meant, I don't believe in anything I did back then. Like, he couldn't even understand the questions.
Right.
I don't
Pretty
know.
Stupid.
Right.
Here was his teammate Lorenzo Cain. So stuff like this does happen when you're a teenager.
Like I say, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we've all said crazy stuff, you know, growing up, you know, even when we're 17, 18 years old, you know, if we could follow each other around with a recorder every day, I'm sure we all said, you know, some dumb stuff. So.
The same dumb
Who
stuff
that?
Is what it is. That's Lorenzo Cain, his teammate.
Actually... very helpful for Josh Hader right there.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yes.
There's no doubt. Now, he's going to have to talk to the rest of his teammates,
sure.
I'm sure. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And I don't know if everybody's going to be as forgiving, or maybe Lorenzo Cain isn't, just publicly is. I'm not sure. But Lorenzo Cain saying that publicly definitely took some heat off him.
You know, watching the video, it didn't seem like it was forced or someone asked him to do that. It seemed genuine.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You also have the Orioles likely trading Manny Machado to the Dodgers. Deal expected to be finalized today. Does look like a package of 4 or 5 prospects,
man,
including Yusniel Diaz, I think is the guy you were referring
right.
to, that hit the 2 home runs on Sunday.
So you got to sign him.
How much is Jacob DeGrom worth then?
I mean,
I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Maybe you want to go figure that out.
Maybe you could figure it out, because the White Sox tried doing it with Chris Sale and they've got crap in return.
That's
yeah.
true. I mean, you got.
I mean, that's
sure
that's
the
risk
right
reward.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh yeah.
Yoenis Cespedes did start a minor league rehab assignment Tuesday, going 1-for-4 with the Mets Gulf Coast League team. He also played 7 innings in left field, so it does look like he's set up to play at least DH over the weekend against the Yankees.
Left field for the Gulf Coast League. Why can't he play left field for the Mets?
He could. I'm just saying what the reporters are telling us, that he is.
I mean, he's out there in an outfield.
Why are you so
around?
Goddamn combative the last couple of days?
I'm just
curious. Maybe you could find out what he's worth. How about you find out what he's worth?
I'm just asking you if he can play the
I
outfield.
I have no idea.
Because, I mean, as far as I know, doing what he's doing down there would be the same thing that
he's doing
here.
I would think he's running and playing the same as he would play here.
Right.
Let me assess this situation.
Jerry, it's not on you. I was just asking a rhetorical question.
Right. You know? I think you're right. He's been combative. But
very
that was,
combative.
But that was not a shot at you.
I don't need you to be snapping at
you
me.
You right. looked at me with a look on your face.
I did not, Jerry. You're overreacting to everything.
I'm not overreacting to anything.
You overreacted.
The same thing happened with CeeLo. Where CeeLo reported something that Boomer didn't like, the story.
Sure.
And then CeeLo took it personally as well. It's very easy. God. It's an ambiguous type of snark that Boomer gives, and then you don't know where he's going with it. It's like, is he attacking me or is he attacking the
no,
story?
He's been Boomer's been in attack mode now for a couple of days.
Yeah, he's been a little
and
combative.
And it's been pretty obvious.
I will agree with that. There's been a little bit of the combative nature. Well, I mean, he was under NARP attack yesterday at this time, and now he's fighting back. He's had enough.
I see. I thought we fought back.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, it is a seesaw type of thing. But I just picture, you know, King Kong. He's out there, like the planes are going at him. He's like, just swatting helicopters. That's Boomer when we come after him.
It looks like the Spurs are going to trade. I don't understand this one at all. Kawhi Leonard to the Raptors for DeMar DeRozan. If you're the Raptors, why are you trading DeMar DeRozan for a 1-year rental?
Right, and he said a ton that he wants to be with the Lakers through his team, so you would expect that to happen. A couple of reasons why. One, they need to break that thing up somehow. Now, they fired the coach. It just wasn't working, but now LeBron's out of the Eastern Conference, so you thought maybe if they came
yes.
back with the same team and a different coach, they'd have some more success. But they probably look at the Paul George situation, which was very, very similar, where everybody thought he was going to go to the Lakers. He ended up going to Oklahoma City and then staying there because of the max deal that you can give because of the bird right stuff. I believe that the GM there thinks that he can convince him to stay. That would be the only reason why.
The other thing, too, is that he'll get to Toronto and he will love Toronto. You know, it is a very international city. It's a great city. You know, Matt said it was awesome to play there. The fans are really engaged. I mean, you know.
Basketball as much as hockey,
oh,
though,
yeah.
you think?
Oh, yeah. You know, because of the success that they've had. I mean, even though they have not gotten over the LeBron.
They have been a very good team.
This is the year now. Can they get past the, you know, the Boston Celtics and the 76ers is the question.
I guess
with Kawhi Leonard, I would say yes.
Yeah, but I wouldn't put it past Kawhi to pull some nonsense again, man. Like, because remember last year you had the whole deal about everybody thought he was healthy but Kawhi.
Right.
And that was the speculation was that he was doing that because he didn't want to be in San Antonio any longer. And he created this whole, well, I can't play. My doctors say that I can't play, so I'm not going
to
play.
Well, how about if he makes it to the finals with the Toronto Raptors? I think that would probably have
that's
a,
true.
Leave a lasting
impact. But what
impact
if he does it again? What if he says, I'm not going to play. I'm not ready to play.
I guess that's always the possibility with a guy that has gone down this road before, but I would think that the general manager for the Raptors has been talking to Kawhi Leonard's agent, assuming
I would
that
hope
the,
so.
The Spurs has allowed him to do that.
Because there's already reports that Kawhi wants no part of Toronto. That both these guys are livid that this trade
is
happening.
Well, the other thing, too, was that I read was that DeMar DeRozan was told by the Raptors last week at Summer League, we're not trading you.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, goodbye. Interesting. A couple of other things which you'd be happy to hear, I think. Knicks rookie Kevin Knox, named to the All-NBA Summer League first team. He averaged 21-7. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, he was really good. He was really impressive.
I was all in on the kid. The kid looked great.
So he's done well there.
Yep. And Mitchell Robinson was good, too. He was impressive. So
The L.A. Rams giving Brandon Cooks a five-year extension worth $80 million.
Now, where does that leave Aaron Donald, though?
Donald and Beckham, you talk about the impact of this deal. Where do we go from here?
Think about Aaron Donald, too. I mean, he's drafted by the Rams. Right. He wins Defensive Player of the Year.
Think about Le'Veon Bell and how sick to his stomach he is.
But the Aaron Donald thing specifically, this guy comes over in a trade, hasn't played a single game in that uniform, and gets an extension before Aaron Donald.
Part of the problem that happened in New England last year, they gave all that money to Stephon Gilmore and nothing to Malcolm Butler.
Yeah.
And Malcolm Butler basically wins the Super Bowl for you.
Right,
you
and know? He fights Belichick's son.
Yeah, I mean, and now all of a sudden, you know, this is what happened. This is where you got to really, you got to be really careful, man. And this is why, like, if you're the Mets, you got homegrown talent, you better pay it. That's what I always say. You know, if you have legit homegrown talent, you want to keep it and you want to pay it.
Agreed.
Yeah, like David Wright.
No one saw the bat coming.
No, I know. But I'm just, that's fine. That's great. But also, you got a pitcher now who is so valuable. He's so good, and you're not paying him anything, and you have a couple arbitration years. You know, these pitchers are very, very fragile, even though he already had his Tommy John. So I don't know. I mean, I would love the Mets to come out with a press conference tomorrow saying that they signed him to an extension. I just don't feel like they're going to do it.
Nope. Former NFL receiver Terrell Owens could be playing pro football again in the CFL. He's got some deal possible with the Edmonton Eskimos. I think that's kind
of
neat.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's not the NFL Hall of Fame, right?
So right.
If he signs a contract with the Eskimos, do they rescind his Hall of Fame nomination?
Because he still needs to be the 5 years out?
Yeah, maybe.
Reset the clock?
And the Hall of Fame did not take the high road, by the way, in the whole Terrell Owens not showing up thing.
Well, they're going to do what most people do. Like, if somebody doesn't show up for their graduation because they don't want to go up on stage and get their diploma or whatever, they don't announce their name, and they don't, you know, they basically mail the certificate of graduation or diploma to their home. That's basically what they're going to do with Terrell Owens.
Right. He'll still go in the Hall of Fame, but they won't acknowledge it that
day. Celebrating the people that are there and that appreciate being there, not the ones that don't.
And speaking of appreciating things, Jimmy Vesey with a new 2-year contract with the Rangers. So there you go.
You happy about that?
I am happy about that. And I think that was a legit, really legit contract for the Rangers. It wasn't that expensive. And I know Jimmy wants to be here, and he's going to have every opportunity in the world to live up to his expectations. Yeah, so I liked it.
All right, thanks, Jerry. We'll talk to you next hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.